Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Sales Talk. I'm Merck. Today I thought we'd have a short chat about test drives. What's our goal, what's the purpose of a test drive, and who benefits from a test drive? Well, let's start with the first point here of what's our goal. What is the goal of a test drive? Well, before you even get to the test drive portion, you should have sat down with your customer, asked them questions about what they need in a vehicle, why they need a vehicle. Do they have kids? Are they towing anything? You want to make sure that you're going to end up driving the right vehicle for them so that it's easier for them to say yes after the drive if they like the thing. So the goal is to build a rapport, build a friendship with the customer. I was told within about 20 seconds of meeting somebody, they've already made their first impression of you. And it's either going to be a good first impression or it's going to be a bad one. If they made a good impression, well, you have it set. You made a friend. They're going to be a lot more open to anything that you have to say. Whereas if you didn't make a good impression on them, you've built yourself a wall, another barrier that you're going to have to try and work around. And completing the sale is going to be that much harder. So that's one of the things you definitely want to avoid. And you want to be able to make a good first impression. So how do we do that? Make sure you know your stuff. I've talked a couple times about lot walks. That's going to really help you out on what you have on the property. Help you kind of remember some of the features on the vehicles. Anything like that's going to help you out. So you got to know what's out there. You got to act professional. You got to create a sense, even if you don't know every single thing that they ask you. Still try and act professional about it by saying a good way out of that to avoid that is, I don't know that question right now, to be honest with you. But when we get back, I'll find out for sure. And make sure that you do find out. If you don't know something, find out for the customer, and that's going to really build in some rapport. It's going to build in trust for them. They're going to like you and feel comfortable with you, and therefore it's going to make it a little bit easier for you to make that sale. Now, again, if they've already made a bad first impression on you, they're not going to be too receptive to much that you have to say. It's going to be a struggle the whole time. It's going to probably be a quiet test drive. They're not going to be too talkative. There's not going to be too much laughter going on. And you're going to have to work extra hard to rebuild that rapport that you lost the first time there. So ultimately, the goal of the test drive is to make sure that they're on the right vehicle, again, and to build rapport, build a friendship, answer any questions that they have. And if you're the type of person that just flips them the keys and says, have at it, and they go out in the drive by themselves and then come back and say, if you like it, you know, let me know, we'll put it in the sold row. That's not, in my opinion, that's not going to cut it. You know, you gotta be in at 110%. You gotta work with the customer. You gotta build that friendship. And in my opinion, you should really be going on the drives with them. That way, you can again build that rapport. You can joke, have fun, answer their questions as they go, and then when you come back, it's gonna be that much easier to finalize a sale. And there you have it. That's definitely the best part of the drive is going with them, making that friend. Answering their questions, and again, if you don't know the question, don't try and bluff your way through it. Don't try and act like Mr. Know-It-All. If you don't know it, just be honest, and they're going to thank you after for that. In my own opinion, it's worked every single time. No one said, well, you should have known that. You work here, don't you? Well, yes, but we have, what, like 60 trucks on our lot, a bunch of different Jeeps and stuff. I can't possibly know what's in every single one of them every single time. So, there's that. So that's goal and purpose. And then who benefits from the test drive? Ultimately, both parties benefit from a test drive. You benefit by building that good rapport and friendship. They benefit by, if they had any questions that they may have forgotten when you got back, you can answer it there. And you can also, while you're on that test drive with them, place yourself as the person who knows what they're talking about, the person who has their back and has their best interests in mind. And again, you're just making a new friend, so everybody wins with friendship, right? No one ever got mad because you tried to make a friend with them or, just polite and stuff. No one's going to get mad about that. So that's just kind of my 2 cents here for this afternoon. I had some free time on my plate here, and I thought that I'd just kind of share what's on my mind, and that was test drives. I just got off one. Just sold a Jeep, actually, so that's pretty cool. And again, it was test drives. What's your goal? Keep in mind that you should be having daily goals. I keep track of how many test drives I want to have today, how many contacts, how many sales, deliveries, all that stuff I have planned out in the mornings. And that's something maybe I'll have a chat about here in the future. If you guys might find that beneficial, I know I did when I heard it from somebody and I kind of tweaked it to my own personal way of wanting to do it. So, this is my two cents. We talked about what's our goal, the purpose of the test drive, and who benefits from the test drive. Guys and gals, test drives together with your customers, a win-win. I can't see a downside to it. Maybe if they have a repeat customer and they've driven it a few times, or if you've already driven the same vehicle as somebody, you probably don't need to go again. But on that initial test drive, you got to make sure that you're in it. Again, this is my opinion. It's something I've been doing, something we do here at our dealership, and it works very well. We have great closing ratios, and I have no complaints about it. Here in Canada, we love our coffee, so it's a great time. Another way I use to make a friend is we'll go to Tim Hortons. We'll grab a coffee or whatever they like to have, a lunch or something, and it's just a great time, and it's a tax write-off as well. There's a lot of good things that can come from a good, solid test drive and a good, solid walk around, which I'll actually touch on again later on. So have yourself a great day, guys, and love you, and thanks for listening.